This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, and joining us is puzzle master Will Shortz. Hello again, Will.
Hi, Jackie.
You know, it's been so hot lately. I was thinking, do you think summer's a good time to do word puzzles, or do you think it's more of a winter activity when you're curling up with cocoa and a tough crossword?
You know, traditionally it tends to be more a winter activity, cold weather. Sometimes it's just too hot to think. And, you know, I'm the last person in New York not to have air conditioning.
Would you please repeat the challenge from last week?
Yes, it came from listener Mike Reese, who's former writer and producer for The Simpsons. I said, take the two-word title of a TV series. The first word contains a famous actor's first name in consecutive letters. The second word is a homophone for this actor's last name. Name the series and the actor.
And the answers?
The answer is American Idol. Inside American is the name Eric, and actor Eric Idle of the Monty Python series, his last name is a homophone of IDOL.
We had fewer than 300 listeners submitting entries this week. Must be the heat. Of the correct answers, our randomly chosen winner is Scott Bretzky of Barnhart, Missouri. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Jackie.
So what do you do in Barnhart, Scott?
I work for the government.
And I understand you're a finalist to compete on the show Jeopardy.
Yes, I am. I am in this year's contestants pool.
How long have you been playing our puzzle?
Approximately 11 years.
Okay. Well, hope you're ready to play now. Will, say hi to Scott.
Hi, Will.
All right. Hi, Scott and Jackie. Today's puzzle is called From the Top. I'm going to give you three words, starting with the letters T, O, and P. You give me a fourth word that can follow each of mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said taste, oral, and paternity, you would say test, as in taste test, oral test, and paternity test.
Okay.
All right, number one, ticket, oval, patent.
Office.
Office, very good. Number two, 10-gallon, old, Panama.
Hat.
That's right. Tree, open, publishing.
House.
Excellent. Tree, onion, piston.
Repeat that again?
Yeah, the first one is tree, the second is onion, and the third word is piston.
How about a clue?
The onion blank is something to eat.
Well, rings.
Right, tree ring, onion ring, and piston
very good
ring.
Spot.
Good. Triple, outer, parking.
I have that one if you don't, Scott.
Triple play? No.
No.
Outer.
Outer space.
Good. Triple space, outer space, parking space. Telephone, ordinal, prime.
Number.
That's it. Tapas, that's T-A-P-A-S. Oyster, parallel.
Mm-hmm. Repeat that again, one more time.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. The first is tapas.
Uh-huh.
Oyster.
Bar.
That's it. Oyster bar and parallel bar. Good. Throne, that's T-H-R-O-N-E,
mm-hmm.
Operating, and pool.
Room.
Good. Tar, orchestra, peach.
Pit.
That's good. Tootsie, onion,
roll.
Piano. That's it, didn't even need piano roll. T-E-A, old, punching.
Bag.
That's it, and here's your last one, tray. Operating, periodic.
Table.
Excellent. Boom, boom, boom.
Wow. Impressive. That was
not really. I've kind of messed up a couple of them, but always.
That was wonderful. And for playing our puzzle today, Scott, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin and other things that you can read about on our website, npr.org/puzzle. You were a pistol. You were in the ring. And you set a very high bar.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being on, and this has been a dream of mine to do, and I can check this off my bucket list now.
Before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to.
KWMU, 90.7 FM, St. Louis, Missouri.
Scott Bretzky of Barnhart, Missouri, thanks for playing the puzzle this week.
And thank you, Jackie, and thank you, Will.
And Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, I've brought a geometrical puzzle by the great Sam Lloyd, and it was published exactly 100 years ago in the Woman's Home Companion. It's called the Hat Rack Puzzle. A hat room contains a wall with 49 pegs arranged in a 7x7 array. The hat clerk has 20 hats, which are to be hung on 20 different pegs. How many lines containing four hats in a straight line is it possible to produce? Now, there's no trick to this puzzle, but keep in mind that a line can go in any direction, horizontally, vertically, or obliquely. To explain your answer, number the pegs in order from 1 in the upper left corner to 49 in the lower right. Tell us which pegs you put the 20 hats on, and the total number of lines containing four hats in a row. What's the highest number you can get?
I'm just thinking, do I have enough hats at home to do this, Will?
You can try it on your own wall.
I might have enough. And when you have the answer, please go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will. It's really been fun.
Thanks a lot, Jackie.